Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host, and if you missed last episode, go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
Dude, I'm doing great. The Dolphins lost. I mean, we picked them, but the Dolphins lost, and that's always a W as someone who hates the Dolphins. It wasn't in a good fashion, of course, but, I mean, week two of football's here, so at least my team plays in a couple of days, right?
Yeah, week two of football's here. Our Bills' take is looking a little shaky right now.
Well, hey, there's 15 games, guys. And I just want to say, when you're playing Tua turn the ball over, it's gonna be like this, all right? We didn't accept the fact that the Bills haven't lost in six meetings. In the last six meetings, all right? Didn't think Tua was going to throw three picks in a half. Or basically a half. Allen didn't have to do anything.
Tua is just, honestly, his injury, I'll start off with his injury first, and then I think Tua needs to retire. He needs to retire. It's football, such a small part of your life. It's not worth risking. Like, in 10 years, will you even remember your wife's name or something? Like, it's getting to that concern. Like,
highest grade concussions in 2.5 years.
Yeah. It is really not okay.
And football's here, right? Like, if y'all can see, football's here. Football's, like, way up here. If this is off camera, sweet. If it's not, all right, fine. It's, like, way up here. Family is way up here. That is way more important than football way down here.
100%. Right?
Like, it doesn't compare. You need the coach of your family more than you are the quarterback of a team. I think that's what Mike McDaniel said, or something like that, to Tua.
By the way. Yeah, very respectful of, like, Mike McDaniel saying that. It showed that he didn't even really care about the game of football at that moment. He just cared about Tua's health. And you can care that Mike McDaniel really cares about Tua and his players by just the way he talks about them. Tua needs to retire. You seriously got to think of it. Think about that.
I don't want to be that guy, but I think about future a lot. If Tua retires, what are they going to do?
Yeah, that does leave a big question mark. I mean, Ryan Tannehill's in free agency.
That would be fun.
Give him a call.
Sometimes you got to go backward to go forward.
And the Dolphins would still have, like, a pretty decent record.
They're not going to go where we had them. I'm going to say it could flip-flop and be like 7-10. But Bills probably end up taking this division.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Tua is that good of a quarterback that he's truly the reason the Dolphins are being held back on a football level.
But, like, at the same time, he's definitely better than Ryan Tannehill.
He is. He's better than, like, these backups and couch potato guys. Like,
Will Flacco's a couch potato guy.
Dude, hold up. This fit, I didn't even think about Joe Flacco. But he's in Indianapolis. So, I would give the Colts a call. They understand dealing with early retirements, so
I would give the Browns a call. Jameis
Winston. No way. No way the Browns would even consider that.
They have, like, four quarterbacks on roster, though.
But Deshaun Watson, he's not going to be the starting quarterback at the end of the year.
Probably not.
Other than Tua's injury, I think Tua played awful in this game.
Unfortunate but true. The pick was bad decisions, bad throws. The first one wasn't his fault. I will say that much. The second one, he misread the read. The third one was just awful.
And there was a lot of overthrows in this game. I mean, just him missing passes.
All his missing passes were because he just missed his target.
Yeah, and the commentators were trying to defend him, like, the misread or the miscommunication, the connection's not there.
The Robbie Anderson throw. Why are you throwing it to Robbie Anderson anyway? Or,
yeah.
Robbie, whatever his name is anymore. I don't even know. Chosen yeah. Anderson. I don't know. Why are you throwing it to him in the first place? And that looked like a perfect curl, not that Robbie did. So that definitely wasn't a go. So that no matter what, that route is wrong.
Yeah, it was not like anything other than a comeback or like
a comeback, not a curl, but yeah.
Or curl, yeah, whatever the correct terminology is.
Yeah.
But Josh Allen, we're wrong about this Bills team. The Bills defense looks really good. Sean McDermott is creating, like, he's a defensive-minded coach, and his play calling's great.
James Cook breakout, I think, is what's really helping this team right now.
Yes, James Cook. Because they don't have to rely on Josh Allen as much to run the ball.
Yeah, they do, but they don't at the same time, you know?
Yeah. And Josh Allen is putting into that, like, Patrick Mahomes. Like, he is turning into a true number two.
Yeah, the true number two QB, I agree.
Yeah.
But we did say before the season, with our record predictions, this whole division would be all wrong if Allen played like Mahomes. So, that was my one defense with this. Yeah. I don't know. This game ended at halftime, unfortunately. So there's not much on this game other than A-Chain and James Cook had phenomenal days, and I'm so sorry to the few people I know who had to play against James Cook and A-Chain at the same time.
I had to play against James Cook.
I have both of them in a couple leagues, so I apologize to my victims. I mean, yeah, my victim. It's okay, my QB was Tua, so it evened out in one of them.
Yeah, I think the Bills could win this division. If what we saw from the Jets Monday night is what we're going to see for the rest of the season, easy. The Bills could take this easily.
Watch the division flip, like what we have, or like what I had on it. Watch it be the complete opposite.
Yeah, watch the Patriots be the 2 seed fighting for a playoff spot.
Day. Like the Bills are the 1 seed, Patriots are the 2 seed, Jets are the 3 seed, Dolphins are the 4. That'd make my year.
Yeah.
And Brissett is the one who's doing it, and they bring in May for the playoffs. And then golden.
Brissett gets injured in the playoffs. Not a serious injury, but Drake May comes in, leads y'all to a Super Bowl.
That'd be
huge. I'd be so upset.
So happy.
Well, I'd be happy for you, but I'd be so upset as a Steelers fan. I'd be like, no way, getting a franchise quarterback. But,
yeah, no, I'm just looking at the stats. I'm trying to pull the box. Hold on, team stats. Let's pull this up.
I don't think the wide receivers are as bad as we think they are for the Bills.
Like, really and truthfully, I was a little worried about Coleman. He didn't have to do anything, though. Shakir looks a lot better than I thought he would.
Yeah.
Ty Johnson burned Jalen Ramsey, which was funny. And then Dalton Kincaid looks solid. So, like, they're fine. They will be fine. I think if they play a team with actual good corners, like an actual good, like, corner group, and they weren't getting turnover after turnover on them, like the Dolphins were giving them with good field position, the Bills might have a little trouble. But
I'm interested to see this Bills offense against a real good defense.
I am. Which, like, the Dolphins defense isn't bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But it's not bad.
Their corners, like, Jalen Ramsey just needs to retire.
He was fine, like, for most of the game.
Yeah, he got burnt a handful of times.
Yeah, he got burnt, like, twice. I will say this Bills defense looks a lot better than I thought they would. Damar Hamlin does not look like how he did a few years ago. Benford, I knew Benford was solid. Douglas was solid. Rapp plays better than I thought he would. Lewis is playing better. Rousseau is looking phenomenal. And Ed Oliver is looking... like, they truly... Von Miller came back actually looking good, too. Overall, the defense looks so much better than we both thought that they were gonna look like completely like we downplayed this team.
I was worried about their corners, but they play a lot of zone, so they don't have to really rely on the corners as much.
Exactly. So, like, we misread this as a man team, and they weren't a man team. I don't know why we didn't look more into the film on that. But
yeah. To be fair, I've just recently been watching a lot of film.
I need to start
recently, very recently.
The Bills only had, by the way, they only had 230 or 47 yards.
In this game. I mean, whenever you start at like the 40-yard line each.
Exactly, it doesn't.
Meanwhile, each the possession.
351.
Go to the if you don't mind, go to the possession. How long they held the ball? I'm just curious.
Time of possession. Is that in here?
Time of possession. Yeah, it's in under team stats, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like 30 minutes, like 5 minutes or something. Like it's something crazy.
Oh, dude, is it not in here?
Oh, but
no, surely. Oh, 35
to 45.
36
to 23. Nice.
Golly, I mean.
Insane.
Yeah, I mean, wherever you only have to go down and score with only half the field,
you're gonna throwing a pick six.
Yeah,
I think Tua should have gotten points in that for fantasy, to be honest. He threw a touchdown. All right, it worked. Just making sure my stuff worked. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have much on this game other than Allen looks great. Yeah, he didn't have to do much, but he looked great. Like, I don't notice. That's basically halftime stats. That's how I'm looking at his stats right now. It's just like, well, he would have had it at halftime. James Cook, phenomenal breakout year. Love to see it.
I think I can confidently say right now, I think Josh Allen is a better quarterback, all-around quarterback, all-around better quarterback than Lamar Jackson.
If he wins MVP, I can give him QB2.
I don't know if he even has to win QB2 or MVP because Josh Allen, the only other quarterback that does what Patrick Mahomes does is Josh Allen in this league.
True.
And Lamar is incredible. I'm not saying Lamar is any worse than him. It is very close. I would probably give the edge to Josh Allen right now. It's only 2 weeks in, to be fair.
That's valid. Allen
so,
look good.
Yeah. And funny stat, the Bills are like 12-13 or 12-1 against the Dolphins in the past like 5 years or something.
Yeah, which we should have thought of when we were looking at this. Oof.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that statistic then.
I'm going to change my mind completely. Like, if we were to do the predictions, I would have changed my whole mind. Like, the Bills would have just been 10-7. Dolphins would have been 9-8.
Because I was like, okay, the Bills had a little bit of a rough start at the beginning of the Cardinals game, and I thought the Dolphins could come out here, be explosive, take the big lead. No, I was wrong.
Christian to acquire. That's exactly my thought process.
But that's okay.
Honestly, last thing on this game though, praying for Tua. Hope he's okay. Focus on your family. Yes. Man. That's what matters.
100%.
Record predictions, right? I kind of just move right into record predictions, which is the other half of this episode. If y'all didn't know, this is your first week. Welcome. And thank you for making it this far. If you're on YouTube, awesome. And if you're not on YouTube, check it out. We're showing our faces. We got videos going. Not videos going. We're going to get that eventually. But we got stuff going otherwise too. So, check it out on YouTube. If you're not, if you just want to listen to a podcast, awesome too.
Yeah.
But
Vegas. Like, yeah.
Vegas and Baltimore. Let me pull up. Did you do your week two, by the way? Or did you forget?
Yeah, I did. I did. Did you forget? I should actually pull that up right here.
It said I didn't do it, but, like, I did do it. Oh, wait. It says I picked the Dolphins. Or it said I picked the Bills, but I, like, didn't do it at the same time.
Well, I'll start while we're.
Yeah. Let me.
Both team coming off losses. Baltimore's the significantly better team. I'm curious. I'm excited to watch this game to see how the Ravens' offensive line competes against the Raiders' defensive line, because the Raiders' defensive line looks scary. Yeah. So I'm still giving the edge to Baltimore. Or not edge. I'm giving it to Baltimore. Baltimore is winning.
See, for me, I agree. I think Baltimore's going to win this game. It's just because of no QB in Vegas. Like, that's going to make it a lot easier. Like you said,
yeah,
it's going to be good. It's, like, low scoring. Lower scoring. Like, probably, like, 21 points from Baltimore and, like, 10 from Vegas if they're lucky. I think Lamar will have a decent game, or at least a decent passing game, hopefully, for once. Likely is going to get involved again this week. I don't know. I expect not a blowout, but just Baltimore easy win.
Yeah.
Game two. Oh my gosh. This poor Panthers team, man. They for real. Them and the Giants aren't gonna win any games.
The Panthers, I seriously think are gonna go 0-17. This team is awful.
It is horrible. They almost could go quarterback if the quarterback class was good.
I don't even think. Forget about quarterback. Forget about quarterback. You got to focus on this team. Like every other position.
Travis Hunter, first overall right now. Carolina.
Because you invested so much money in this offensive line on not that good of players.
Yeah. Or you go for the defense. You go for the tackle.
You just need to. I don't know, honestly, with this team.
The quarterbacks don't have pocket presence, which is unfortunate to say after Tua last night, but gosh darn it, it is still true.
Yeah, they're just so used to having a good offensive line.
They just don't have a pocket presence, which I'm going to continue that trend even when I'm doing my recordings for quarterbacks. I'll do Milroe, and hopefully he looks different than the rest of them. But back to the games. Chargers, Carolina. Chargers, I think, are probably going to handily win this game. Not like the Saints game. Like, okay, I expect a few more points. 14 points, maybe 17 points out of Carolina, and then probably like 28 out of the Chargers.
I don't know. The Chargers looked good. They surprised me week one. For how low I was on the Chargers, yeah. I was very surprised.
Could be a playoff team, which looks bad on us again because I had them 7-10.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Our boy Ladd McConkey.
Looked good.
He's growing up on us.
Yeah, high motor little boy. High motor little boy. Yeah, Chargers are mine for this one.
Yeah, so, yeah, Chargers.
Chargers, cool.
Yeah.
Lead you to the next one.
Saints and Dallas. I'm excited to see if the Saints offense was just like a
fraud.
It was against an awful defense.
Yeah.
And see if they can put up any points. I mean, Derek Carr will look this. I don't know if this I don't know if I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to say here. Before I say, because I don't want to make it sound. This Dallas defense might be surprised of how different it is playing an awful quarterback to a. Derek Carr might surprise them. That's ultimately what I'm trying to say. And it might take them off surprise, but I'm still taking Dallas here.
See, that's fair. I was looking into Orlando. Their O-line looks so much better than last year. My goodness. We were worried
Orlando.
Orlando. New Orleans. The Saints O-line looks so much better than last. Like, last season. Like, remember we were worried about that?
Yes.
We thought they were going to be mid, maybe. But they looked phenomenal last game. Guaranteed was the Panthers. So, grain of salt.
Yeah, the Saints still have an asterisk by their name in my eyes. Because it was against the Panthers.
They really are a front watch team. So, I will give it to Dallas. I just think Dallas's roster stacks up really well. Honestly, don't expect a high-scoring game here either, though. Like, yeah. Also, something I really did notice on film, running backs are back. Did you see it? I don't know how much you've gotten to watch a running backs. They are back.
Oh, are you talking about, like, it's more of, like, a rushing league right now?
Statistically speaking...
Because I did notice that week one, like, the passing game wasn't there, but, like, every team's running back just cooked.
40% week one versus... Okay, so running this year, week one, it was 40%. Last year, it was 30%. It's because teams are playing higher safeties and stuff right now.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, whenever you have two safety deeps, teams will definitely run the ball more. It's just...
I think why we saw James Cook actually go off against that Dolphins team low-key. If they just had him high, and he could just go right through.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be a good game.
I think Detroit's got it, though.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Detroit. I think Tampa, I think Baker's going to look good, but...
I would love to see the Bucks win their division and go deep in the playoffs this year.
I would too.
Just to see the Browns cry.
Nah, I for real, after they cut Baker, I was like instantly not a Browns fan. I was like, you are the least favorite franchise of all time.
Yeah, like, I've always wanted to cheer for Baker, but I couldn't until he went to the Bucks, and until he went to the Panthers. And
then the Rams, I loved that.
The Rams.
That's what saved his career.
Dude, oh my gosh, I forgot about that Rams game. That was a beautiful day. I remember that.
For them, not the Broncos. I fully expected Detroit to win this game, but Tampa's going to keep it, at least for then. Range, right? Like, there's no way.
I'm taking the Bucks.
You're gonna take the Bucks?
All right. I'm taking the Bucks.
Take the upset.
It's still so hard to trust Baker, though. I gotta see more consistency.
Are you putting that on your pick-ems?
I am. I just did, yeah.
Yeah, that leads us into the next game with the Colts and Packers. What are you thinking?
So Malik Willis is playing this game, and I think the wide receivers will struggle because Jordan Love has built this
wide receiver core.
The chemistry with the wide receiver core that I think there will be a new quarterback in, so they're going to struggle a bit more getting the chemistry back, gaining the chemistry with Malik Willis. And the Colts looked phenomenal week one. So
I wouldn't say phenomenal.
They kept up with the Texans.
Well, yeah, when you're just chucking it deep every play, I mean, you're going to hit. Yeah, even a bad clock strikes the same thing twice, you know?
Yeah. I thought the Colts looked, I don't know about phenomenal. Phenomenal maybe is the wrong word. Good.
Good. If you're not throwing over 50%, you didn't look good to me. He was 19 for... Or 9 for 19.
But there were some drops by his wide receivers.
There was some drops.
So, if we do the math...
So he was 10 for 19.
That is above 50%, is it?
It is.
Cool. So,
but if you go with just the short throws, he was 6 for 9 for 40 yards.
It's funny to me that Anthony Richardson has to, he just has to deal with all his accuracy problems. Long, middle, short.
He's like Joe Milton, but younger. 4 years younger.
Dude, if Milton would have just gotten into the draft, went into the NFL 4 years ago, I could have been talking about Joe Milton like I talked about Anthony Richardson.
Maybe. Honestly.
But I'm taking the Colts.
I am too. It's like, it's pretty obvious. With Green Bay having a backup QB, it's too easy.
Yeah.
Okay. This game here. Cleveland and Jacksonville. Okay. I'm worried on both sides. I'm a little less worried with Jacksonville. I'm worried for them to finish the game, but Cleveland won't score points. But they got a great defense. So, honestly, I'm going to go Jacksonville in this game because I think QB I can trust more. The defense played, like, actually pretty solid. And just Cleveland all around, just I don't think they have what it takes right now at QB to win. So, I'm going to take Jacksonville.
Yeah. This is hard because the Browns' defense is a lot better than Jacksonville's. But
good, though. Week one.
It did look better than I thought. But how, if you can't score, how are you going to win a football game? Actually, the Steelers proved it week one, field goals.
When you have a good kicker, yeah.
I'm taking Cleveland. I don't trust Jacksonville finishing a game.
See, yeah, that was my thing. I'm like, I don't trust them finishing a game, but do you trust Deshaun Watson more?
I think Jameis Winston will come in at halftime.
Interesting. That early in the season. I can see it week four.
I mean, after that game, do you not think, like, Kevin Stefanski, does he not go in his office and just sit there and watch the film and think,
time?
I think it's time. Like, it's crazy to say that week one.
Week two even may be a little crazy. I say week three, week four, maybe. It all just depends.
But if Deshaun Watson comes out like he did last game, you got to throw Jameis Winston in. Mm-hmm. You have to.
We got to split that. And obviously, yeah. We have it on our app. We'll track it for later. Probably post them.
Yeah, go follow our TikTok if you haven't already.
Go check that out. We actually made an Instagram, too, if you want to give them a follow on Instagram. We're going to start posting on there soon.
Yes.
You got San Fran in Minnesota, though.
This will be another fun game because can Sam Darnold keep doing what he was doing week one? Because you're going from the worst defense in the league to possibly one of the better.
Giants have the worst defense?
One of the worst. I'm not going to say worst. Yeah. One of the worst. Because after watching Carolina, I think I would rather have a JV middle school football team's defense out there than Carolina's.
Exactly. I'll take App State. That's just the first team. I'll take their defense over Carolina's right now. That's the first team that popped in my head.
That is a weird team that just popped in your head.
I blame playing college football 25.
But I'm taking the 49ers.
Honestly, see, I want Sam Darnold to, like, get a revenge game in. It would be so funny. I just think San Fran's just going to win. Like, they're off. Well, okay, with CMC not playing, I'm a little worried. But I still think they just have the talent.
But Jordan Mason, he came in.
He's and a stud. Just the Gallatin man himself is a stud.
Did perfectly fine.
Yeah, they should be perfectly fine in theory.
I would love for Sam Darnold to just have an amazing season.
I'll call for
get like a Brock Osweiler contract.
That's so funny.
And free agency.
That would be hilarious.
Let's see. Okay, my favorite game of the week. Seattle and New England. New England, man. I picked against this once, and I won't do it again because it's my own team and it's just wrong. And frankly, I like our stack up. And with Seattle not having their top running back and them missing a couple of defensive players, I'm going to take us in a boring game like last week. So I think New England wins like 14-13, like this past one.
And Seattle didn't look great until the second half, so...
I'm gonna give New England this one, just as a bias. Person.
I'm going with Seattle because I'm nervous for Jacob Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett, yeah. Drake May does it at half. Those for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns and a half.
Dude, it's still way too early for Drake May.
He has 30% of the practices right now for first team.
30%. Okay, yeah. Working him.
Well, that's what they're going to give him, which makes sense. He's still getting coverage designs and everything, so it's fine.
Yeah. And eventually he'll have to come in. Okay. Eventually.
It could be 15, 16, 17. Yeah. He might come in.
But yeah, taking New England. Or taking Seattle. Whoa. No. The Jets versus the Tennessee Titans.
Final score 6-3. No.
Tennessee's offense scared me week one.
They looked
Will Levis scared
me. First half, but second half they like fell off a cliff. The O-line died. Will Levis looked like
he was begging. He fell on his knees in the second half.
Yeah, fell on his knees in the second half instead of in Walmart. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I was a little worried that second half.
I'm giving it to the Jets. I still trust the Jets. It was a very difficult week one opponent. Their defense looked a little worse than I thought, but it's against the 49ers. But it's against the Niners. So, I think
Jets got it. Titans. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think the Jets.
It's especially with how the Jets D line is versus the Titans O line. Yeah. It's also probably a pick in this game. D Hop's playing, but it's not going to be good otherwise. D Hop Ridley. I mean, like the Tennessee offense, if they do it right, they should be good. But they won't do it right, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the Titans just hurt themselves. That's how they lose football games.
This next game, the Giants and Commanders. This New York team will lose. I think Washington takes this at home. Like you mentioned, Giants didn't look good week one. Daniel Jones looks terrible. Neither team really has a defense, but I trust low-key, I can't believe I said it, the rookie quarterback I trust more than I do Daniel Jones. How Daniel Jones has made it 7 years in the league or something like that now, I have no idea. But
as a starting quarterback, too.
Yeah, wild. He made it longer than all of the 2021 class except Trevor Lawrence.
Oh.
It's wild.
That's a shame. Yeah, I'm taking the Commanders. I have no trust in the Giants at all.
Which they could prove us wrong. They could very well. But as of right after week one, I trust nothing to do with this Giants team.
Yeah, there's no way you can convince me that Daniel Jones should be the starting quarterback. But they're trapped in a contract, so.
They are trapped until this next year, where they can, I think, get kind of out. So.
Yeah.
In a minute.
Game
next.
Matthew Stafford is a top 5 quarterback in this league. He is so good. So talented. The Rams take this. Cooper Kupp could possibly be back. But I am worried about this Rams offensive line. But I'm not too worried because it's against the Cardinals defensive line. The reason I am worried about this Rams offensive line is because they had like four offensive linemen get injured. And there were already like two injured already.
Yep.
So it's just like, but I trust Matthew Stafford. I think he can get the job done. It's just phenomenal how good Matthew Stafford is. I love watching Matthew Stafford.
See, I trust Stafford. I don't trust the rest of this team. And frankly, I think Kyler wins this one. They're at home. That's why I have them winning. I think this is a split division game. Arizona put up 33 on the Bills, and they looked better than Miami did against the Bills and everything. So I think Arizona will win this one. I think it'll be a close game, like 24-17 or 24-20. But I honestly think Arizona takes it because they are at home, and they will probably win the home matchup and then lose the away matchup like it usually is. But like divisional matchups, you know, everybody splits most of the time, unless it's like the Bills, who are probably going to end up winning all except like two or something.
Yeah, I'm giving it to the Rams.
I understand. Yeah, I just like Arizona for this game.
I think the Matthew Stafford can chop up this Cardinals defense.
He could. He very well could. I just don't trust them at wide receiver besides Kupp, because they don't have Puka.
Tyler Johnson played really well. He stepped up whenever Puka got injured. So,
yeah. It very well proved me wrong, which is fine. I think Arizona takes it.
Yeah. But I see why you're taking Arizona.
And I will let you do this next one, just FYI.
I feel so bad for Bo Nix. Oh my gosh, Bo Nix might get killed in this game.
Probably will. RIP.
Because TJ, if TJ Watt, sorry, go ahead.
I said I'll have the funeral crew ready. Don't worry.
If TJ Watt played like he did last week, oh my, I am nervous for Bo Nix. And I'm taking the Steelers. Because they're my team, and the Broncos didn't look too great week one.
I think Bo Nix looked fine week one. Their defense actually looked good. They were getting
their defense did look good.
And play calling wise, I think Bo Nix is still just adjusting to the league and everything. Like, they're still getting used to everything, and they're starting off slow. I do agree Pittsburgh is probably gonna win this game. Frankly, if Russell Wilson was playing, I'd pick Denver just for that reason. But since it is Fields, he'll probably manage it a little bit better. And I think Pittsburgh takes it in like an 18-10 fashion. That feels very familiar to something. I don't know why.
Did you see just Russell Wilson wearing his pads on the sideline even though he's inactive?
I didn't. It's funny though.
He was wearing his whole outfit on the sideline. He's one of those guys that's like, hey coach, put me in.
He's probably emergency QB for the
game. No, he was inactive. Like, he couldn't have went in.
He was like inactive for third QB.
Oh. But still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'll do these next two since you did the last two though. I will say I think Pittsburgh does take that game. And then this game, Cincinnati at Kansas City, with Cincinnati having players already rolled out, a lot of good players for them rolled out. Kansas City probably does take this game. Not just probably, they will take this game and start off the season 2-0. Bengals always lose the first two games of the season and then get hot from there. So I expect a loss here anyway. And honestly, Kansas City looked on fire. I'm just hoping Xavier Worthy doesn't score.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm worried for the Bengals. going into this season. Because Joe Burrow didn't have that too great of a game week one, but he is coming off an injury.
He had a good game. Timeout. He had a good game.
Not like a...
touchdown stolen from him because his tight ends don't know how to play football. All right? That would have been two... that would have been 200 yards and two touchdowns.
But he didn't look the same to me in the pocket, though.
I mean, yeah, I kind of. I could see that.
I think he's still recovering from that injury, I think. So I'm giving it to Kansas City. They're just too good. And the Bengals are still trash-talking the Chiefs. That was in 2021. You need to stop it.
They have beat them since, too, so to be fair.
But not in an important game, though.
Well, true. In the playoffs.
You cannot speak until you beat them in the playoffs. They've
done it more than everybody. So,
I can to be fair, they have, yes.
Yeah. So I give them a little credit.
Well, I'm just very biased, so.
No, you're fine. I'm just looking at the next game. Oh, brother. Oh, poor Caleb Williams. That man is a bust. Oh, man. No, I'm just kidding.
Caleb Williams is a bust? What?
That's our take. That's your title, guys. That's where the title came from. Congrats.
Dude, that's a crazy title.
I low-key want to do it so bad. I vote in favor. All jokes aside, yeah. Chicago and Houston looked good. They really did. And Chicago did not, offensively, which was shocking because I thought Chicago would look a lot better. Frankly, Houston will probably take this game pretty blowout fashion. I'll be like, I don't want to watch this game anymore. It's going to be kind of that game. So I think Houston takes this game.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think about Caleb Williams as like a rookie quarterback. Like, I didn't think him being a rookie would affect him as much as it did.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Class has it, I think. So like
they really did.
They're the only two that look normal right now, but they haven't played.
Yeah, they have not played a game yet. But I'm giving it to Houston. Hopefully, what I want to see from the Bears is to see some consistent offense.
I want to see Caleb Williams throw a touchdown and have over 150 yards passing. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Which shouldn't be too demanding in a standard game of football. That's at least my thoughts. I mean,
fair, yeah.
He had like 98 yards. Like, dude, come on.
But he got the win.
Yeah.
It was fully on Caleb's. If Caleb Williams' aura was not there, they would have lost that game 100%.
Levis actually fell to his knees. He saw Caleb Williams' aura and just fell.
Yeah. And that's why they won week one, honestly. It had nothing to do with their defense, special teams.
Yeah, even three touchdowns. No.
Strictly Caleb Williams' aura.
Oh, yeah, obviously. I mean, come on. Aura's all that matters in football.
I mean, really look at it. Like, if you go back to the Bengals,
yeah,
2021 season, if Burrow was not there, no way the defense would have stepped up.
As a Joe Burrow fan, hit it. Everybody's living here. I think about it all the time, to be honest.
Burrow did not even play that great in the playoff run.
He really didn't.
And that's the funny thing. Like, people don't give Matthew Stafford the credit he deserved as much as they talked about Burrow leading that Bengals team.
Yeah. Which, in the playoffs, or in the Super Bowl, it wasn't his fault. It was the O-line's fault. They win that game if the O-line blocks for another second. Mm-hmm. Actually, or if P. Ryan catches the football.
Oh, well, they did it.
Nope, they didn't.
Yeah,
we move on.
Dag nabbit, I'm so sad. No.
I know. They win one more, they're closer than y'all do. And
okay. Okay.
I'll decide. Final game.
Yeah. Do you think we could see Kirk Cousins get benched in this game?
Not this week. They just paid him $180 million.
They did, but if he's literally, I think if you put a statue in the pocket, I think that statue would move more than Kirk Cousins.
Unfortunately, I almost agree. Yeah, that's kind of a good way to put it.
I would be sweating if I was a Falcons fan right now because they might be a little screwed for the future. Mm-hmm. Paying Kirk Cousins.
I agree.
And remember they were, like, reportedly scared to pay Lamar? Like, an extra, like, $200
million. Dumb. Imagine this team with Lamar right now. Goodness gracious. Come on.
Yeah. But, yeah, we were truly robbed. But the Falcons had a different game plan. Kirk Cousins was very used to being under center and took a lot of snaps from shotgun, pistol. And that was very abnormal from...
I expect his standard then this next week.
I really don't. I don't expect to see Kirk Cousins under center. I mean, I think they should. They should, but I think they're scared.
I'm all for the play caller to be fired.
I think they're just scared for Kirk Cousins' injury. Like, I think that's why he didn't move around that much, because Kirk Cousins was scared.
I'm taking that from it, honestly. Because it does take some time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's Philly this game, right?
Yeah, 100%.
It's Philly.
And the Falcons defense didn't even look that great in the Steelers Falcons.
I mean, well, they did. They only let y'all get field goals.
Come on now.
They were like come 40 on. Yards. They were 40 yarders. All right, come on.
They were, but our offense is just awful. Like, our play calling was not. I wasn't too excited. It was a lot more deep balls than usual, which is crazy to say, like, I'm happy about.
Yeah.
But it's just like...
It's nice.
I don't know. A.J. Terrell got absolutely cooked against George Pickens.
It's George Pickens.
And it's George Pickens. Best wide receiver in the league.
Yeah, should have been a Patriot. Best wide receiver in the league.
Tyreek Hill who? Jefferson who? Never heard of those guys.
KJ who?
KJ Osborne who?
Oh, okay. No. Hey, he was the MVP apparently of week two.
He did.
The donation stuff side of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
only player award the Patriots are going to get all year.
The only MVP.
If we get Coach of the Year, I'd be so happy. Like, if Mayo won Coach of the Year, I'd be like, this is a good year.
Yeah. I think the Patriots do look, will be better than you think.
Probably. I mean, I still feel like 6-11 actually felt fine now. After that last game.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's rough. It's still gonna be a rough year.
Possibly, or playoff bound.
Hey, if we go playoff bound, I do believe our QB or our coach deserves coach of the year. Nobody else.
Yeah.
Our defensive coordinator looked good too. So.
Who is he? What's his name?
DeMarcus Covington or something like that. It's some, like, really long name that I don't know the full title. Or so.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. I don't feel like there's much more on
the list. Yeah. I don't think there's any...
I'm excited for the week. I'm sure everybody else is. A little shorter episode than last week.
Yeah.
Games haven't happened yet. So, there's less to talk about, right? So, I mean, I feel like we wrap it up here. Obviously, there's no news or anything. I think it's good, right?
Yeah, I think we're good to go.
All right, yeah. So I just want to say thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or a comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in to the next one, and peace out.
Peace.